mean, you want, fucker. I'm on a fast track to a presidential bid. But within 2 weeks of me and Van Crack, I had real power and influence.
With great power comes great big pains in the ass. And Susie P. Martinez helped to attract the attention of the biggest ass in the world, the U.S. government. With the DEA, FBI, CIA, PTA, U.S. Army, and the Morality Squad hot on his trail, he fled, quite literally, to the end of the ends of the earth.
Stole a helicopter and I flew to the South Pole. Just when I thought I was home free, I was blinded by snow. I ended up crashing somewhere in Antarctica. I was sure I was gonna freeze to death, but then I stumbled into an ancient tomb.
Facing certain death, Susie P makes a find that will change the face of modern music. When War Behind the Murder continues, right now.
Oh, we're on? Then I stumbled into a tomb, and these frozen monsters woke up and yelled, "Wah!"
Warg. An unlikely name for an unlikable group of demigods. The Warg scared off the army. Martini brought them back to New York and gave them instruments and more crack. And the rock group band War was born.
Even frozen for thousands of years, I can really take a lot out of it, guy. It's supposed to be shows, they look like shit. And we're black and white.
Word soon spread of a murderous gang of musicians that was leaving in their path across North America, a wake of corpses of their critics and fans alike. What exactly were they? Clearly, they weren't human, as is evident by observing lead singer, Odorous Urundus's enormous cock. Guitarist, Balzac the Jaws of Death, steel face. Bassist, Beefcake the Mighty's massive girth. Guitarist, Gladys Maximus's wretched stench. And drummer, she's not the Gushers, dogged good looks.
We're not from Antarctica. We aren't even from Earth. This is just where we were imprisoned after getting kicked out of the Master's, I don't know, third scumdog legion.
The Master, a planet-sized butt, who according to Gore created all reality in an act of flatulence, banished Gore to Earth after they mistakenly destroyed the peaceful planet of Flabquerb 6, instead of its hostile neighbor, Flabquerb 7.
Earth sucks. All we've been trying to do the past 25 years is get back to outer space. But our manager, Sleazy, keeps making us go out on these stupid tours.
Over the years, Gore has come tantalizingly close to their dream of returning to the cosmos. They tried stealing a space shuttle, hitching a ride with gray aliens, and waking the world maggot, an enormous worm that slept beneath the Earth's crust so they could ride it back home. But each attempt ended in consummate failure.
Maybe there's two worlds.
Next, on Behind the Murder, Odorous's many run-ins with the law.
Let me set the record straight. I thought the whale was a prostitute.
That's next on Behind the Murder, after this brief commercial break. Earth-based and extraterrestrial, but their toughest opponents have always been their own kind, the Techno Brothers. Techno Destructo, Ozo Destructo, and most recently, Sawboard Destructo. Scumdog soldiers still loyal to the Master that have been sent to Earth many times to try to destroy war and end their deviant ways.
I hate those dicks. Why won't they just leave us alone? I mean, we're not really hurting anyone. Except the millions of humans that we mutilate nightly.
And there were hints of far greater dangers for Gore. Lurking in outer space, waiting to unleash their vengeance upon the Sinners. Like the near omnipotent Cardinal Sin, a force that seeks to homogenize the entire universe into a soulless mass of bland followers who blindly serve his church.
Come on, my
But the next movie came and went, and the one after that, 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 and still Cardinal Sin's threat went unfulfilled. Despite the fact that they were murdering their fans and appalling rape, Ward's fame continued to grow.
The deals kept coming in. We had the Saturday morning cartoon, the breakfast cereal, the sports drink. We even had our own line of tampons.
Fortune rained down upon Ward, but the rain clouds soon turned stormy.
I was spending wheelbarrows full of Twinkies just to buy wagons full of crap. Sometimes I got so high, I just smoked the cash. That got me high too. I like it, huh?
Years dragged on for these once proud scumdog warriors as one drug-filled night led into the next. The rogue can extract a heavy toll even on extraterrestrial demigods, and Gore ran out of nickels for that toll one cold November night in Wichita.
Although this crack habit was really getting out of control, some problems, then there were solutions to the problems, and the solutions became the problems, and that's when things came to a head, and the head got some muscle.
The mayhem spilled out into the frigid Kansas night and continued for 3 solid weeks.
After the fight, we couldn't even stand to look at each other. I didn't even want to play music anymore. I had to find something else to do.
That something else took many forms. Zach became a high school English teacher. Gladys, a telemarketer. Jismack pursued a career in professional sports. And Beefcake the Mighty started an organic arugula farm.
I can't tell you how many lives I ruined with my hopeless crack addiction. All I can tell you is that I don't give a shit. I was high. I was fucked.
As for others, Jarundas, he returned to his first love, acting, in pornography. The world wouldn't let war end. Within hours of the breakup, a reunion show was announced. And who was footing the bill for this massive hit? The multi-gazillion dollar mega corporation, Glomka.
I don't know why the fuck Glomka would sponsor us. I don't really think they have our best interests in the
department. Attention, attention, citizens of Earth. Please remain calm. This is Cardinal Sin. I have created a sin virus that removes all impure thoughts from the host body. My sinite warriors are working their way through the galaxy, inoculating all living things, effectively curing the universe of deviance and immorality, once and for all. Resistance is futile, as the antidote can only be made using the blood of this baby. But where's the baby? Someone has stolen the sin child. Come on. All warriors of battle stations, retreat the child.
Mayday, mayday! This is Starborn Descripto on the Scumdog warship, SS Cripple King, coming in hot!
Quick! Starborn! Take the baby and eject before these Sin warriors capture him!
No, you!
No, you!
No, you!
Oh,
it! For the Dirks of Outer Space!
What happened to you guys anyway? That's all right. I still got my big fucking dick hanging out.
Twitter you, I'm
sorry. Alright, what do you want?
Anyways, you know that guy with the pointy hat that just sprayed all that shit all over these pathetic humans and yourself? They have infected you with a sin virus! If cardinal sin homogenizes the entire universe, Guar will be reduced to playing Christian rock!
Whoa! Well, maybe we can get a gig at Branson then.
Vegas, Rio, maybe, perhaps. But anyways, I caught that asshole with the pointy hat. Your enemy at your mercy, Utterance.
Well, get him out here so you bleed all over these motherfucking people anyway. Everyone wants some fucking blood.
Thank you.
probably search space for all of our old buddies. And now we're here to ask you the question. Where is Sob?
And where are more tits like that?
That looks like a delicious, juicy baby.
Can't admire that baby out here right now. I'll tell you one thing. I would not put it up for adoption.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I would fuck the shit out of it.
Yes, you would. Well, what do you know? It's a flying baby.
Hey, Cora. Passing me to you out here.
What's that?
The baby acting up? I just thought I'd like to see what it was like out here in space. I always wanted to be a celestial molester. Permission to come on board?
What do you guys think? You may think we should light up. Michael Jackson, come out here and do a number.
Thank you.
once again. You know that baby? That space baby that you guys just fucked? We need to get that baby back to Earth before Cardinal Sin homogenizes the entire universe.
Fuck that, man! We are never going back to planet Earth!
But Uterus, Earth is the only place in the universe that has yummy, yummy crap.
Set course for Earth immediately! Anyway, the way to do that is for me to shove this fucking sword up that baby's fucking fuckhole.
Oh!
I've seen is consummate, eternal, immaculate. But there is a price for your meddling. You must die!
Motherfuckers, bullshit! Fort Wayne! You gotta help us kick his fucking ass or what?
God, I don't move my mind. Check me out on Fox News! If they ever have me back on the show!